Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One of the teams that they faced and got swept by was the Chicago White Sox. Explain to us the Tony La Russa story that came out yesterday.
Well, it's quite simple. Tony La Russa is a joke. He doesn't even know the rules of the game. So obviously what happens is in the 10th, 11th, any extra inning, they have a runner on second base. Well, he did not know the extra inning rule that would have allowed him to avoid using his pitcher as a base runner on Wednesday in Cincinnati. Okay, so Liam Hendricks had double switched into the game into the ninth inning, taking the spot of the fifth batter in the order, which made the last out in the top of the frame. Now, the reason they did that is because they made the last out, you put the pitcher in this spot, double switch him up, that means you've got nine more spots in the order before the pitcher has to hit again. So it allows you to use your pitcher more than just maybe until his next at-bat. It's a National League way to go about it. But per MLB rules, when the extra innings begin, the spot in the order to make the last out the previous inning becomes the base runner at second base, which now becomes Liam Hendricks. However, if that spot's occupied by a pitcher, the team's got the option to use the guy who hit before the pitcher in the batting order as the runner. So they could have used Jose Abreu in this case. La Russa didn't know that. He had no idea. And he had his pitcher out there running, and they had a double steal. The pitcher got to third base, the guy got to first, and the Reds catcher decided to throw down to second knowing that the pitcher wasn't going to try the old double steal of home, and they were able to nail Leury García at second base. And Tony La Russa's like, didn't know the rule. So he had no idea. They had Billy Hamilton struck out to end the inning. This is not the first time he's had an issue in extra innings or in late game situations. He had Billy Hamilton up. He wanted a single where Billy Hamilton was just not like he's kind of a relatively weak hitter. They had other guys out there that he could have used. So Tony La Russa under the microscope.
Yeah, Sean, the rule here that baseball's doing with the man on second and extra innings is quite confusing. Even if you're listening to RJ clearly explain it, and not only is it confusing, it's angering people. Brad Sham, the voice of the Cowboys, heard here on 105.3 The Fan and the Dallas Cowboys Network, he actually tweeted about this, Sean. Would you like me to read it?
Yeah, please.
Let me get the music for it. The baseball man on second and extra innings rule is a travesty against God and nature. It's communism. It's anti-American. It's rat pellets in the mashed potatoes. It's cheap and it's wrong and it's unnecessary. Very much not so good.
What was that last sentence?
Very much not so good.
Very much not so good. I've never seen that sentence out there before. But there it is from diehard Cubs fan Brad Sham. What a great tweet 8 hours ago. Look, it can be rat pellets in the mashed potatoes. It can be all those things. You have to know the rules if you're Tony La Russa. I guarantee you, Brad, if Brad was calling White Sox games and not Cubs, he would know the rule. I guarantee you Brad knows every single rule that's changed up in the National Football League. 76 years old for Tony La Russa. I had to go look up his age. I hate La Russa anyway, just personally. I've heard so many nightmare stories about him. They played three extra inning games this season. I went and looked. This wasn't the first one. No. They played three extra inning games this season, and La Russa still like, I didn't know the rule. I can't stand
Tough,
that
snowflake.
Guy.
Yeah, look, it's La Russa's job to know the rules. It's his bench coach's job to remind him, hey, you're doing this wrong. Like nobody in the dugout knew the rule? That's pretty crazy to me. Now, I get it. You know, Tony La Russa has been out of the game for 11 years or 10 years. Well, you're back in the game. Your job as a manager or a coach is to know the rules as well or better than the umpires or referees that are officiating.
Yeah, La Russa, do you have an answer?
Well, it depends on who makes the call. I made the call. And sometimes makes them today. I did.
What? Huh? What was that last part?
Can I have another shot?
Oh man. So Brad, Brad's coming at Tony there a little. He's coming at the rule. I like the extra inning rule. I do. You know, it's come on.
I'm not getting what Brad's saying.
Yeah, I would saying. Never want to see this in the playoffs, ever. But I'll be honest. I mean, if my team's gonna, I don't want a 15 inning game. I want to go to bed.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So that's the Tony La Russa controversy. What was Bacik talking about with the Astros, with a Rangers question, with the taunts the other day taking place? Or the Astros, aren't they crying and petitioning to Major League Baseball, like, get the fans to stop yelling at us?
Yes, the Astros have complained to Major League Baseball. Specifically about the Yankees and other teams for taunting them too much and being too mean to them. And it's a giant, are you kidding me, thing. They're crying the MLB with the fans taunting them in stadiums because this team got an absolute gift. They are literally the only ones who are happy about the COVID-19 pandemic were the Houston Astros. Yeah. Nobody else in the world was happy about it, but the Astros were because they didn't have to face the wrath of 50,000 people. And, you know, the Astros have a lot of people coming at them, heroes, villains, doesn't matter who it is, they're all coming at the Houston Astros, and they are quite upset about it to the point where they went to Major League Baseball. Now, what Bacik was talking about yesterday in regards to this is the Astros were in New York, and they're still there, and there was a blank Altuve chant, blank Altuve, and he was asking, like first of all, like this happens in New York, it's like no big deal there. If this were to happen here at the ballpark, at the Globe, what would have happened if the entire crowd did that? And his speculation was, Chuck Morgan probably comes on the PA and says, "Everybody stop," or we're gonna kick everybody out of the stadium. Or he thought the Rangers would actually either forfeit the game or send everybody out of the stadium and we play the game with no fans, that they would never allow this. Which is odd because I've heard, like, every college hoops fan base has done the BS call to the refs, like the chant, and they didn't get all thrown out. And it doesn't matter whether you're in Oklahoma or Texas or Cleveland, you're going to do that. So I don't know. I don't know what would have happened. I've been fascinated to find out.
I mean, is Mike's point that, like, was he trying to make a point that, like, we're softer here? Is that the point?
Not softer. Just wouldn't do that. Wouldn't tolerate that from the fans.
I don't think the word. No, I think they would tolerate it. I don't think Chuck would get. DM Chuck. Text him. Ask him. Say when would you, besides things getting thrown on the field, when do you get on the PA? I don't think they would get on the PA to do that. I don't think that chant would bust out in Arlington with, like, the F word used. I don't think so, but I don't think the Rangers would stop that and get on the PA. I think that'd be a little bit soft, unless it happened for, like, three innings straight, four innings straight, which maybe it did in New York, Troy.
Well, you got to remember, what was it, 2010, 2011, there was a Rangers fan that went to the Rangers-Yankee series, and she wore a shirt that says, "Yankees suck." She was kicked out of the ballpark for wearing that shirt.
I remember that.
So what if there were thousands of fans chanting F Altuve during a game? Yeah, I think they absolutely would do something.
To make an announcement or say something to
stop? Absolutely. Absolutely. You know how many youth groups are there? You know how many youth pastors are like, "Listen, I'm just trying to start the wave in section 347. I don't need to deal with this."
Yeah. His point was, like, the ushers in New York, the ushers, the security guards, they were probably chanting along with the fans. Whereas here, they may not do that. I don't know. It's an interesting question.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.